The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Guess what? You're listening to Grinding Gears with Pete
and Aaron.
Right here on Radio South at 96.4 and Coast Access Radio Kapiti. Also on iTunes and Spotify, or just stream us on accessmedia.nz. Check out our Facebook page. Just search Grinding Gears. This week, we've got a bit, so keep them ears on.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA. All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill, or Billy, or Mac, or Buddy. And he's plain ugly to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life.
It's Pete.
And Aaron.
Right here, right now, on Grinding Gears Radio South and 96.4 and Coast Access FM in Kapiti. Kicking off this week, the government's fuel tax relief was going to end on August the 15th, but thankfully they've decided to extend it till early next year. The government reckons it will cost New Zealand $589 million in lost taxes. But don't feel bad, because it's actually your money anyway.
Yeah, but it could be worse, though, isn't it? Like, now Europe requires all new cars to have anti-speeding monitors. And in Kartik, may automatically slow down a vehicle if a driver exceeds the speed limit.
Yes, the European Union officially adopted a mandate last Wednesday requiring all new vehicles sold in the EU to include technology that could prevent drivers from speeding when activated. Called Intelligent Speed Assistance, or ISA, the tech uses different methods to detect the speed limit on any given road that a vehicle is travelling on.
Yeah, the primary means to detect the posted speed limit of any given roadway it is to use the vehicle's outward-facing cameras. The regulations also call for ISA to utilise map data and deep learning in case the speed limit cannot be determined from a sign.
Deep learning? It sounds like something Elon Musk is doing.
Yeah.
But ISA regulations say that if the speed limit vehicle basically speeds on any road, the system, when activated, must warn the driver or even automatically slow down the vehicle till it reaches a posted speed limit. Automakers can implement passive or direct methods to adhere to these posted speed limits. For passive warnings, the vehicle may send an auditory alert or gently caution the driver with a vibration in the steering wheel.
Yeah, for a more direct approach, automakers can choose to use the accelerator pedal gently to lift gently lift the driver's foot or ensure that the speed is automatically gently reduced by the vehicle's software.
That'd feel weird on your feet, eh?
Yeah.
So now there are some ways around the systems, namely drivers will be able to override the technology. The European Road and Safety Charter says that drivers will be able to countermand the speed limiter by applying further pressure to the accelerator. If the system becomes too cumbersome, though, the vehicle operator will also have the ability to disable the system completely.
Those overrides are critical now because the vehicle systems may not always perceive the correct speed limit when out on the road. For example, a damaged or vandalised road sign may cause the vehicle to improperly read the speed limit.
Yeah, likewise, weather conditions could cause the cameras to be unable to read a road sign. It is for these reasons, though, the EU has called the ISA a best effort driver assistance system and maintains the driver still responsible for adhering to all traffic laws.
As of July 2024, all new vehicles sold in the EU must be equipped with the ISA. The European Commission says that excess speed contributed to nearly 30% of all fatal crashes and hopes that its new speed-related safety system mandate will significantly cut down on that figure as new vehicles become more commonplace on the road.
Now, would you consider that a bureaucracy BS? Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of tax. Taxpayers' money aren't going to stop for a system that the guy can ultimately disable. But comment on Facebook, we're all for safety, and there's a good point, actually, from over the ditch. Is it safe for trucks allowed to travel at the same maximum speed as the cars? This from a statement from NatRoad, which just we think is Aussie's version of Waikotahi Land Transport, I think.
Yeah, maybe. We might have to look into that. But speed limits are not a silver bullet for road safety improvement. The National Road Transport Association has told a New South Wales Parliamentary Committee. The Standing Committee on Road Safety, better known as Stay Safe, is inquiring to all regional speed limits and road safety.
In its submission, NatRoad said that while speed must always be appropriate to road conditions, governments at all levels need to bite the bullet and massively upgrade infrastructure. Yes. will testify to that, more so here in New Zealand. But
Netroad CEO Warren Clark stated there is no better example than the upgrade currently underway on the King's Highway, which is the state's road like in Canberra with Batemans Bay on the New South Wales coast. And it said it's focused on building overtaking lanes and installing safety treatments like widening centre lines and shoulders, safety barriers, and auto-tackling line marking.
You reckon safety improvements like these are much more important than speed management, which all too frequently becomes a revenue gatherer. Netroad wants transport for New South Wales to ban vulnerable road users such as cyclists from a range of highways, as they are with freeways. TFNSW really needs to take a close look at risk management, starting with restricting bicycle access to the Pacific Highway.
Yeah, and we agreed a cyclist can be a significant danger to others on the road as well as themselves on high-speed roads. But the conscientious question of various speed limits has been raised by our Netroad members, who actually say it's an incidence that's increasing.
Well, Clark said, our strong view is that variability can lead to inadvertent non-compliance largely unrelated to safety issues and is a poor way to deal with safety. Variable speed limits cause frustration, and we see it in the behavior of light vehicle drivers who often overtake trucks in a dangerous manner. It's not wrong if you remember our article last week about the Matata Strait.
Yeah, Clark added that wherever possible, they want road designers to make sure heavy and light vehicles are separated, and there must be greater focus on educating people in appropriate driving behaviours around the heavy vehicles.
Yeah, so basically it's safer if all heavy vehicles are permitted to travel at the same maximum speed because it reduces the need for overtaking. The difference in handling and stability of the different types of combinations at only a 10-kilometer-an-hour speed difference is minimal and does not outweigh the benefits of the same maximum speed.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And Clark says policymakers should note that the 2020 National Truck Accident Research Centre that found where a car and truck were involved in a fatal crash, that the car was at fault at about 78.3% of the time, and a figure that's even exceeded 90% in past reports, Clark said.
Interesting stuff. And now to Lumi. What the heck is that? Well, it's a new police drug testing tool hitting the streets. The 5-0 can now immediately test and identify if an unknown substance is, well, methamphetamine, cocaine, MDMA, thanks to a new drug scanning tool.
Yeah, Lumi launched last week following a 6-month pilot in the hands of frontline police. The device can instantly identify it within 95% accuracy if a substance is meth, coke, or MDMA, giving police a better idea of what action to take.
Yeah, and the test is conducted by placing a sample of the substance within a plastic bag atop a device which scans the sample and then sends the result to the officer's phone, which is linked to the device with one of them good old apps. Police Commissioner Andrew Coster said being able to get identification early would be a big help to officers when they come across unknown substances on the job.
Yeah. He said in the past, officers had to rely on visual inspections, which Coster said was not really reliable. And this allows staff to make some confident decisions. 150 of the devices will roll out nationally at major police centres, with the cost of the test rollout being around about $800,000.
We should have figured out what that cost for a device. Anyway, I don't have a calculator on me. But Costa said the best tool for identifying drugs in communities was actually wastewater. I noted it was a key tool used to identify fentanyl in the YRR spa recently. And while the Lumi test wouldn't actually recognise fentanyl at this point, hopefully it will one day, Costa hoped the test would be expanded in the future to be able to identify them and more drugs.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so. Fentanyl is actually only the latest drug scourge. Police Minister Chris Hipkins said the more tools provided to police, the better. He said there are deep-seated drug issues in New Zealand, and this test would actually benefit the policing of that.
And we agree, but do you? Leave those comments on Facebook. Just search Grinding Gears. Time for a bit of music again now, before a bit of Tesla time. And subscription options from BMW. So hang in there. Gears, we are Pete
and Aaron,
bringing you the car news and reviews every week for Radio Southland on 6.4 and Coast Access Radio Cafe.
Come on.
Welcome back to Grinding Gears. We are Pete
and Aaron,
bringing you the car news and reviews every week for Radio South and 6.4 and Coast Access Radio Capity. Remember what we said about a Tesla-esque policy from BMW? Well, we weren't joking, as we now require a subscription to use heated seats.
Yeah, a subscription service isn't what you'd commonly associate with owning a vehicle, but more with a streaming service like Netflix. But BMW in South Korea has implemented a heating seat subscription on its connected drive store that costs 24,000 South Korean won. Well, that's around about 30 New Zealand dollars a month just to use your heated seats. And other plans include one year, 3 year, or unlimited periods of time to use at an additional cost.
The BMW Connected Drive Store is used by Beamer owners to download apps wirelessly in their vehicle's infotainment system without having to visit a dealership. What's even more greasy is that the service doesn't even stop at heated seats.
Yeah, if you want high beam assistant feature to work, that'll be $13.70 a month. Or you may feel like listening to a sportier version of your BMW's engine note through the car speakers. That one is only available for an unlimited use at a cost of $224.
It's worth noting, though, that the vehicle already comes with these features installed from the factory. The subscription subservice merely unlocks them for use. So could this be the future of car ownership? We bloody hope not. Tesla time now. And this week, Tesla must reimburse a German owner after a court ruled autopilot could pose a massive danger.
Yeah, a court in Munich, Germany has ruled that Tesla must reimburse an owner of a Model X because problems with the autopilot system. The automaker will have to refund the owner most of the £112,000 or $184,700 New Zealand. And it's current exchange rates, that is. And they'd have to give her that whole amount of money.
The court reasoned that if drivers were required to manually turn autopilot on and off of the highway or country and city driving scenarios, this could be a distraction. The plaintiff's lawyer, Christoph Lindner, even stated, once again, it turns out that Tesla does not keep the full-bodied promise when it comes to autopilot.
The decision is just the latest blow faced by Tesla's advanced driving assistance technology. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, America's federal regulator, is investigating autopilot following a number of crashes. It has received hundreds of complaints in recent months of phantom braking in which vehicles' automatic braking system seems to trip for no reason.
Yeah, that might be Tesla time next week. Still, the company's CEO, you know, Elon Musk, said Tesla is likely to launch a new version of full self-driving. It's even more advanced ADAS system later this year in Europe. He did admit, though, that Europe's varying road conditions and rules made it tricky to roll out there. Well, wait till you get to try it here in New Zealand with the state of our roads. With that, though, it's time to end for another week. But we'll leave you with that timeless piece of advice. Don't be a dick. Make it click.
Road tripping with my two favorite allies. Pulling loaded, we got snacks and supplies. Time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun. These smiling eyes are just a mirror for. So much has come before those battles lost and won. This life is shining more forever in the sun. Now let us check our heads and let us check the surf. Staying high and tries more trouble than it's worth in the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.
just a mirror for the sun. These smiling eyes are just a mirror for.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.